Sorry, on the record now, Dogs. Yeah. After 2 years of touring behind your first album, you spent a year writing that song with the band. And in your opinion, again, what's special about this? I guess you've already answered that since it goes along with Occupy Wall Street, that you guys are coming together in movement. That's what's special about this album?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that's special about it to me, I think. Like, it's, you know, to live in a world today where there's obviously so much public malcontent with things that are happening, and sort of the big business corporate monster that sort of, you know, controls your day-to-day life. It's echoed in our record for us, you know. And I would never want anyone to think that we're sort of trying to cash in on a movement, because we're not, you know what I mean? Right. Like I said, we wrote these songs before any of this shit began.
Yeah.
This is really what's important to us. It's what we've gone through. It's what made us make this record, you know. So, I mean, just to have all this stuff happening now, I mean, it gives us another sort of hope that other people feel the same way. You know, it's like when someone says, like, oh, you wrote that song about breaking up with your girlfriend, and then I broke up with my girlfriend, and, you know, that song helped me through it, you know? It's like, well, we wrote a record about being pissed off about getting walked all over, you know what I mean? And trying to fight through it and come out on top, you know? And then you got the whole country saying they feel the same way, you know? So
it's more like you guys had the pulse of what the people were going through.
Yeah.
Because you guys went through the grind.
Because we're going through the same shit.
Everything.
You know, like, I mean,
yeah.
That's, yeah, if we weren't out on tour, we'd be there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
The next question is about the music writing process and making process.
Yeah.
How do you approach that critical step of matching lyrics and sound?
Well, we did things differently on this record than we did on the one before. It was kind of, the record before, we wrote everything just sort of like in a room on the spot. Mark would, you know, sit and listen and write lyrics and offer suggestions and, you know, could you extend this here, because then I could sing this and blah blah, stuff like that. You know, this record was different. There were songs that were, you know, visualized instrumentally, and then Mark would write on top of them. There were songs that Mark came in with, you know, a chord progression or something, and lyrics. So this is what it's about, this is what I want to do, and then we would take it and make it our own thing, you know? So there was a lot of that sort of push and pull that we didn't have the first time around, which I think helped with the songwriting a lot, and them sort of being, you know, if we were an instrumental band, you know, it would be pretty out there. You know, like, we definitely think about vocals when we write as a band, and we think about what's going to help form the most powerful experience that Mark will be able to sing over, you know? And so it was different. We thought about each other that way this time around, as opposed to just kind of getting in a room doing whatever we thought sounded cool, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there was definitely some of that this time around, too. You know, we there was stuff that we'd spend 3 weeks working on one thing, and then we'd scrap it and write, you know, we wrote Cross Our Hearts in one day. You know, we wrote Into the Sun in, like, 2 hours, you know? Like, I mean, sometimes that shit just happens,
nice.
So, yeah.